This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, we are off and running on a Thursday, rainy Thursday, cold rainy Thursday in the nation's capital and beyond. Thankfully, the roads were not a disaster. Little bit of time to thaw things out helped. Hope everybody's safe out there, not driving like a maniac. AMAC is here. He got in, no problem. Hoffman's already lurking. He got in, no problem. I got here, no problem. And hopefully you are okay out there as well in Radio Land on the Team 980, all throughout the DMV, and as well anywhere you might be on the live and free Odyssey app. Good to have you with us. It is NBA trade deadline day. The Wizards have already made a trade. We will give you the details, as you may have heard on Kevin's show. As well, Super Bowl 59 inching closer. Myles Garrett speaks. We had touched on that just a little bit in terms of what he had said, but I didn't get to the Commanders part before the end of the show. So we will talk about that. Jimmy Butler, as we mentioned, NBA trade deadline day, somehow acts like a petulant little bitch and gets rewarded for it. Sorry about the strong language. I hope the Golden State Warriors wind up in a cyclone of hell for welcoming in that guy and rewarding him for, again, said previous activities in Miami. Sorry about the strong language, boys and girls. It's a family show, but sometimes, you know, you got to cross the boundaries, and sometimes, you know, you got to be honest with somebody for their own good. I apologize, though, about the strong language. Anyway, all right, so we got all of that. We got the Caps and Filthy tonight. We got the Wizards doing exactly what their fans don't want them to do. Actually, all of the fans that live in the toilet bowl, the cesspool of hell known as Twitter X Twix, and apparently on this radio show and radio station, doing exactly what their fans do not want them to do. Now, the fans that pay a lot of money to go to Capital One Arena to support them and support them on a regular basis are probably happier than a pig in poop, because you don't spend that kind of money and hope that they lose 72 games in a season. Well, the Wizards have won three in a row. It is time to print your playoff tickets, baby. All right, maybe not. Maybe not. But you get the point. The Wizards are doing the unthinkable until they return home tomorrow night against a really, 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 really good team in the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then we'll see how unthinkable it is. We'll find out. It's probably back to reality. It's one thing to beat the Brooklyn Nets second night of back-to-backers, and they're not very good to begin with. It's another thing to beat the Charlotte Hornets, who suck. It's another thing to beat the Timberwolves without Anthony Edwards and a couple of other starters. It's a whole other thing to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, granted, even at home. Not to say that they can't, not to say that they won't. It just gets immediately a lot harder. All right, so we got a lot going on, obviously, on this Thursday, February the 6th, 2025. If you want to join us early on, it's 301-230-0980. We'll talk to Sean Syed of Sumer Sports coming up from New Orleans at the Super Bowl. We'll get his thoughts on, obviously, not only Super Bowl 59 and all the storylines, but also, of course, Myles Garrett, Commanders, Cooper Kupp, the Commanders season. We've had Sean on before. He's been a guest on a number of different shows. Really smart, analytical, savvy. Like him a lot. Lindsey Rhodes was great yesterday. If you missed her, 2 o'clock, you can check out still the Odyssey Rewind feature or on the podcast at theteam980.com. Just go to the show page, Chris Russell Show, and you can pull it up. Lindsey telling you, hey, man, if you're looking for a prop for Super Bowl 59, and I took her advice and I made a bunch of small bets last night in addition. I probably made about 25 bets last night, all like a dollar each. There was like one maybe for $2. That's how I do it. I am like the dollar store, dollar discount store, Dollar General of sports betting. I choose hard to reach bets with plus returns, good value returns, harder to reach, smaller investment. And I just hope, hey man, if I get lucky and I pick a correct score of, I don't know, 21-17 in the Super Bowl, I'm going to win on a $2 bet. I might win $150 or something, depending on what the odds are, and there's a million of them out there. But I'll pick something that I think is reasonable, possible, that has, you know, maybe a return of plus, I don't know, 350 or plus 600 or plus 500, which you get a lot in these correct score props or these wackadoo, you know, four-leg parlay type props. And I just, you know, dollar or two or whatever, have a little bit of fun. I think we're going to talk to Dave Mason of Bet Online at some point here over the next 2 days, get his thoughts on that. They have a ton of post-game props that have a lot to do with Andy Reid eating cheeseburgers. Yeah, so I think we'll have that for you. Tomorrow, we'll have Leonard Fournette on the show. You know, Playoff Lenny, remember him? Going to have him on the show. Today, again, Syed of Sumer Sports will join us. And you can join us as well at 301-230-0980. Notable by his absence is the People's Champ, Linnell Willingham. I thought we actually had a pretty decent show yesterday, but not here today. I have nothing to do with that. I just do what I'm told, and I just let the chips fall where they may. He was on overtime last night for a couple of hours in addition to the 3 hours here, so I don't know. You know, I just, again, I do the show, and I do the show. And that's all I can tell you about all of that. So we have a lot to cover and a lot going on this Thursday. But again, hope everybody is safe and not driving like maniacs out there, because even though I guess the ice wasn't as bad as the morning went along, certainly you don't want, with wet roads, you don't want any additional problems to get into. All right, so let's start with this from the Wizards' perspective. Again, they win three in a row, all three on the road, all three against bad or compromised teams, right? So keep that in mind. But they have won three in a row. And listen, we discussed this yesterday. Linnell thinks it's all Brian Keefe's fault. Before the show, he was mad at the GM and the president. Then he was mad at the head coach. Never blames the players, ever, ever. Always blames the people that have to program the robots and the wires in the back battery component compartment. I blame players more than I blame coaches, general managers, executives. That's how I'm wired. I'm not saying I'm right, but that's how my brain is wired, okay? But last night, the Wizards came out and they said, we don't care if we have half of our team. That doesn't matter to us. We're just going to do what we do. We're going to shoot the hell out of the basketball from three, and we're going to take care of business and beat a bad Brooklyn team or a not good Brooklyn team. Let's put it that way. And we're going to win a third straight road game. I mean, Brooklyn's bad, 17-34. I mean, that's bad. That's not good. That's bad. But we're going to shoot lights out. All the young pups are going to play and play well, including the first ever triple-double for Bilal Coulibaly. And while he might not be the offensive player with the high ceiling that everybody was pipe dreaming about, you know, if you get this or something reasonably close to this, because you're not going to get this every night, 11 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block. Now, he did have 6 turnovers, which is concerning. 5 of 9 shooting. He didn't hit a 3. He was one of the only ones that didn't hit a 3. Him and Rashawn Holmes, just in the starting lineup, didn't hit 3s. Everyone else hit 3s-a-palooza. But if you get that or something reasonably in the ballpark from Bilal Coulibaly, you'll take it and run. But it's got to be accompanied by what it was accompanied by last night. Bub Carrington, 5 of 8 overall, 4 of 6 from 3, 16 points, 10 assists. The Wizards were sharing the rock last night. They had 119 points. They had 44 field goals, and they had 40 assists. 40 assists on 44 field goals. So they shot 54.3%. They were nearly 47% from three. I mentioned just about everybody hit threes. Poole, 3 of 10. Keyshawn George, 5 of 7. Bub, 4 of 6. Again, mentioned Coulibaly, 0 of 3. Nothing from Rashawn Holmes. Not that you would expect that. Vukovic was 2 of 5. Corey Kispert was 3 of 6. This is all from 3. Champagne, who we talked about a lot yesterday, 2 of 5. Still only played 17 minutes. Even Malcolm Brogdon hit a 3 in his only attempt. 20 of 43. I mean, obviously, when you hit 23-pointers, you're going to win a lot of games, right? That's 60 points right up, straight up there. Unless you are stone cold the rest of the way on pretty much every other shot, you're going to win some. You're going to win a pretty good amount of games if you can find a way to make 23-pointers. And in a league where we're averaging, you know, 35 to 40-ish 3-pointers most nights, most teams, most games, you should. You should, you know, at least get to 20 some of the time. Not all of the time, obviously. But you shouldn't, if you're going to shoot 35-plus 3-pointers in a game, no thanks on the 8-for-35 thing. No. You're not good enough. Please don't do it. Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean you have to. Find a different way. But if it's falling, if the sky is falling like it was last night and early on, again, they have been horrific starting games. Not during this 3-game stretch. And that's been the key. Last night, they outscored Brooklyn 33-26. They were up, I think it was 8-2, 10-2. Brooklyn made a little bit of run, 10-7, and then before you know it, the Wizards got back up off the mat, and then they re-extended the lead out to around 8 or 9. You know, again, just when you started to think Brooklyn was waking up, and then, you know, the first half was kind of, again, back and forth, nip and tuck. It was a 3-point lead, I think, for the Wiz at the half. And then the third quarter, they came out and stomped a foot on their throat and outscored them 23-12. Good defense, 12 points in a quarter. Again, think about it. They allowed 35 points in the second quarter. They allowed 12 in the third quarter. And so they win a third straight game on the road. Again, granted, not good opponents. The starts, which was my biggest criticism of Brian Keefe, of the Wizards players, of this rebuild, of everything. The starts, the first quarters have been much better, granted, against lower competition. Let's see what happens when they return home tomorrow night against Cleveland. But if you think about it, right, if you just kind of process this, They outscored Charlotte, granted, by only 2 points in the first quarter the other night and won by 10. And Saturday night in Minnesota, granted, again, without Anthony Edwards and a couple of other starters, and with Kuzma and with Valanciunas and so on and so on. And of course, they didn't have those guys last night, even though the deals hadn't become official yet. Saturday night in Minnesota, where they broke the 16-game losing streak and won 105-103, they outscored the Timberwolves only by a point in the first quarter, but compared to how they had been playing in the first quarter, where basically they were down by 20, 25, 30 before, again, the second quarter even started, a huge, huge turnaround over the last three games. Now, the question is how happy are you or how pissed off are you? And the reason why I ask that, again, is because the cesspool known as Twitter, I would imagine people are really upset. Some of the comments they saw last night indicated that, but I deal enough with it that I would imagine some people are upset, very upset, that the Wizards are doing the wrong thing. Winning games, trying hard, developing, trying to figure out their identity. They're now 9-41. They were 6-41 less than a week ago. 9-41. They've won three in a row, all on the road. They have an out robust 180 winning percentage. But the point being is, we saw a little bit of this last year when Brian Keith took over from Wes Unseld, where they showed some life. Now they're starting to show some life. That doesn't mean they're going to win a lot of games. That doesn't mean that they're going to all of a sudden be a playoff contender, obviously. That is not happening. But I would venture a guess that at one point, like the end of last week when I ripped them to shreds for being uncompetitive from the start, I would guess that at 9 wins now and 50 games into an 82-game season with 32 games left to go, can they win 8 or 9 more of those games? Possible. 8 or 9 out of 32? Possible. And finish at 17 or 18 wins, which, oh, by the way, if you think about it, right, and again, the road gets a lot harder starting tomorrow night. You know, right now the Hornets have 12 wins. The Raptors have 16. It appears that they're safe. I don't think the Wizards are going to close that window. But right now, the Pelicans 12 wins, the Jazz 12 wins, they've got some competition for the most lottery balls. It is not a guarantee that they finish with the number one most highest percentage chance at the lottery ball thing and Cooper Flagg, right? It is not a guarantee. Because of this three-game winning streak. And that's just the thing. Again, the cesspool known as Twitter is going to tell you this is terrible, this is awful, this is not what we want. I guarantee you the people going to Capital One Arena tomorrow night, I mean, outside of maybe 500 or 1,000 of you flukies out there, the diehards, the people that pay to support this team, are thrilled with them being competitive, them winning. Because losing and getting your clocks cleaned and your asses handed to you sucks. And for all you lottery ball monsters and maniacs out there that think, well, there's only one way to do things. I'm not talking about the right way to do things or the best way to do things. There's only one way to do things. Well, you were dealt a little bit of a blow over the last 5 nights, 6 nights. Because, as I said yesterday, I understand why teams tank. I get it. Why they hit the implode button. But there ain't no guarantees. And that means, because of that, and it's far from any kind of guarantee, that means there's other ways to do things, right? And you can be really bad, but you can be competitive, feisty, and fun. And that's what the Wizards have been over the last three games. Yet, we know that they're not good enough, and we know that it is a major uphill climb to just respectability, never mind playoff contention and then title contention. But we know that there is more than one way to do things. And for that reason, as I sit here today, and I said this a couple of times on Twitter, X, whatever, last night, I'm happy that they're winning. I'm happy that they're being competitive. I'm happy that they're showing a pulse. I'm happy that they're not getting their asses annihilated from minute one like they were last week and much of the first half of the season. I'm happy about that. I don't care if they finish with 18 wins or 19 wins and therefore not the worst record if Charlotte continues, to, whatever. And we got a long way to go to determine that. I don't care. I want them to win. I want them to play right. I want them to develop confidence. I want them to learn how to play at this level. It does me no good if you're 8-72 or whatever it is. I guess it would be 8-74. It does me no good when I need you to start learning how to play at this level night in, night out, offensively, defensively, as a team, individually, in the first half of games, second half of games, in the first half of the season, second half of the season. If you suck, beyond suck, are you really developing anything? Big whoopee. If Bilal Coulibaly on an 8-win team has a triple-double. Yeah, sure, that's something for people to talk about, I guess. But what does it mean? But it does start to mean something if they actually show a pulse, which they're doing. It does start to mean, hey, we're developing and we're starting to build this thing towards respectability so that, and hopefully, we can turn all of these multiple first-round picks that we now have and all of these first-round picks that we spent on players, and we saw a bunch of them, of course, last night, and we haven't even seen the kid from Milwaukee yet because that deal isn't even official, and they got another first-round pick this morning. We'll give you the details on that. We're starting to turn the corner just a little bit to show some feistiness, some competitiveness, which is what we need to do more than tanking, more than hoping that the lottery balls turn out our way, because guess what, baby? They haven't. They've come close, Wembanyama and last year, but they haven't yet. And there's no guarantee that they will. So I, for one, am like, you know what? I'd rather win. I'd rather be feisty, competitive, and win and take my chances that way. It's not going to be the popular approach by many of you. I understand that. I don't care. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Details on the trade they made with Josh Harris's Philadelphia 76ers in just a flash on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Just a couple of minutes away from a trending alert, but we mentioned, and we have some sad news from the NFL, which we'll pass along in that particular report that's just kind of crossing the wire. We mentioned the Wizards with another trade this morning in advance of the deadline. And that is with the Philadelphia 76ers acquiring veteran guard Reggie Jackson and a future first-round pick, and a future first-round pick, in exchange for Jared Butler and 4 future second-round picks. We don't have all the details just yet, but 4 future second-round picks. Now, they had been acquiring through all their different trades, a bunch of second-round picks. And now you see why, because you turn 4 second-round picks over, say, I don't know, the next 7 or 8 years into a first-round pick. I believe it's a 2026 first-round pick, but either way, you got a veteran guard. Is Reggie Jackson a fit here? No. Is Malcolm Brogdon a fit here? No, but he's still here. Is the dude they acquired yesterday from Milwaukee a fit here? Of course not. But they can't trade everybody, right? Can't trade everybody. But the idea is to get some veteran leadership to go with the young guys, one, so a little bit of stability, right? Teach the young guys how they have to work at this level. And whether it's before the deadline today or whether it's in the offseason, or whether it's next year at some point before the deadline, you trade these guys for more assets, and maybe you recoup some of those second-round picks that you gave to Philadelphia. So again, it's not an earth-shattering move by any stretch, and nobody's suggesting that it is and would be. The bottom line is the Wizards continue to make these trades. I'm not an NBA expert or draft expert, by any means. I just know this. The more cracks you get at the apple, the better off you are. Theoretically, the more first-round picks you get, theoretically, you should be better. At some point. How long? Don't know. Don't know. All right, let's do the trending alert real quickly here, and then we'll get out to you on the phones. I see you guys out there, Franco, Marcus, Jonesy, 301-230-0980. We're going to get into Super Bowl 59 after 2 o'clock. Obviously, open up with the trade deadline. We still got to get to the Jimmy Butler story, which we kind of touched on at the beginning, and everything else going on in the NBA. We'll do that shortly. Coming up right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, the deadline coming up later on this afternoon. Of course, a lot of the big deals were made yesterday and over the weekend, highlighted by Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis. Jimmy Butler last night to Golden State. The Wizards swinging a minor deal, but it is actually an interesting deal with Josh Harris's Philadelphia 76ers, again acquiring veteran guard Reggie Jackson and a future first-round pick for four future second-round picks and guard Jared Butler, according to ESPN. Of course, deal not official just yet. Other trades. Remember the Lakers drafting Dalton Knecht from Tennessee with their first-round pick last year? Well, they traded him to the Charlotte Hornets for center Mark Williams. Boy, that lasted a long time. That era. Whew, man. How about that? I hope you didn't buy a Knecht jersey. You can connect it to Charlotte. That's what you could do. Other trades, Golden State apparently looking at getting Nikola Vukovic to the Warriors in exchange for a package of players. We'll see how that all shakes down in the NBA. Wizards again winning their third in a row. Tonight, the Washington Capitals are on the ice, but in enemy territory in Philadelphia at Wells Fargo Center. Yeah, baby, as they look for another win. 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that sad news from the NFL, the Bears just announcing that longtime owner and matriarch, Virginia Hallis McCaskey, has passed away at the age of 102 years old. And that's what's trending. All right, Amex on the other side of the glass. Be nice to him when you call in, 301-230-0980. If you're not nice to him, I'll chop your legs out. On this NBA trade deadline day, again, we just told you about the Wizards trade and the Jimmy Butler trade we kind of touched on but didn't really get into. We'll take your calls, 301-230-0980. Sean Syed from New Orleans and Sumer Sports at 2 o'clock. We may have one other thing that pops by. We're just kind of trying to figure that out tomorrow. We're scheduled to have Leonard Fournette on the show. Playoff Lenny, as they used to call him down in Tampa Bay when he was with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. We'll talk you know, all things Saquon and obviously Brady behind the mic and all things football with Leonard Fournette. As well, we'll have Sam Bruckhaus tomorrow as well from Sumer Sports down in New Orleans. He was at the Senior Bowl last week, hanging out at the Super Bowl and all that good stuff this week. So try and bring you a little taste of New Orleans. We'll see what else pops by. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to it on the phones. Get your thoughts. Get your reaction on the Wizards winning three in a row on the road. Ideal or oh no, terrible one. And also all of their trades. We just mentioned they got another first round pick and a veteran point guard that maybe may not be here, maybe bought out. Who knows? Well, I have to kind of sort through this thing here as they swing all these deals and get assets and get assets and movable pieces, right, in future deals. So let's get to it on the phone. Let's start with Franco in D.C. First up in the leadoff spot. Franco, how are you?
What's up, Rooster? Man, look, man, I always think, man, it's never a good idea, man, to play basketball to lose. It's straight to win a game, man. Look, they did enough of losing on their own. I feel that Kuzma and them gone, it gives the new guys a chance to really open themselves, because think of the attitude that he had there. That might have been affected them in some sort of way, not all the way, but it might have had something to do with it. Now they're playing a little freer. You know, with that being said, man, I take a tall glass of three wins and a side order, one more win tonight. Oh, I saw Jaden Daniels on Pat McAfee's show today. and they asked him a very important question. If I have to share this with you, they asked him, was there any defense that you saw this year that confused you? He thought for a while. He said, maybe Baltimore, not confused, but they had a little different thing. They would come to the line, and before I knew it, the dude would run 25 yards back and cover the other people.
Yeah, zone dropping out, sure.
Yeah. So he said Baltimore is something that...
Well, and that's interesting because if you remember going into that game, right, the front seven was dominant stopping the run against Baltimore. Their secondary at that point was hurting. They eventually got it right, and their secondary, Baltimore, came around and was much, much, much better after their bye week, like right around week 10, week 11, roughly. Now, I understand that they lost in the playoffs and didn't make it as far as people thought they would and whatever, but that's interesting. Right. And remember what Marcus Mariota, we played it on the show, maybe about a month ago, Marcus Mariota told me on New Year's Day when I was out there on a Wednesday because I had off from the radio, so I was able to go out and watch practice and whatever, and that was, you know, teams were intentionally hiding stuff and not showing Jaden Daniels, like, stuff in advance, meaning in games and on tape, because he's so smart. He's got such a high football IQ that he was burning them.
You're right. He said that. That's what he said. He said what he does in his spare time, he works on his IQ. He said, so when he go out there, he likes to read, he said, because he know they're doing that.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. And the last thing they asked him, they said, well, who do you think of winning? He said, I don't really know, man. I'm still kind of upset that we're not in it.
Yeah. He was pissed after that game. There was no happy to be here mentality. And I actually appreciate that, right? Because he's so mild mannered. I want him to show a little bit of fire, right? Even though he has it, I want him to show outwardly a little bit of fire, happiness, emotion, joy, and which he does from time to time, and anger, and being pissed off. Now, you got to be able to control and channel that, and I think he will, and I don't think it'll be a problem at all. You don't want to be too much of a hothead, but you want to show that competitive fire. He wasn't just happy to be there, and as I said after that game, you know, because it was in Philadelphia, there was nobody in that locker room that was just happy to be there, I'll tell you that much. Franco, thank you, bud. Appreciate you. Good call to get us going. Let's go to Marcus and Brandywine. Thoughts on the Wizards' three-game winning streak? Good, bad, and as well, all their deals, acquiring another first-round pick, a future first-round pick, in exchange, and a veteran guard in exchange for four future second-round picks and Jared Butler as well today with the Philadelphia 76ers. Marcus in Brandywine. What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, Chris? How are you doing today?
How are you, Marcus?
Pretty good. Pretty good, man. I'll tell you one thing. It's a good time to be a Washington fan in general. Caps are on fire. Mm-hmm. Commanders are trending upwards. And from these last three games, it looks like the Wizards are heading in a good direction. I'm with you on this one. I'd love to see that they're winning right now. I love to see the competitiveness. And kind of in comparison to the NFL, but not really in comparison to the NFL, the Commanders, our thing was we couldn't – not only could we not beat good teams, but we couldn't beat the bad teams either, the teams we were supposed to beat. So in a little bit of comparison with the Wizards and these last three, these were three teams we should have beaten without their starters on the floor, down big pieces, and we went out there and did just that. Now, granted, it's only been three games, but this is how you establish – like that competitiveness, that winning mentality when you win the games you're supposed to win.
The winning culture, correct.
Exactly.
You can't I truly believe this, Mark. Sounds like you are agreeing with me. You can develop individually your skill set, your work ethic, your talent, your, you know, whatever, but it's really hard to know, okay, player X is doing this. Say, like Bilal Coulibaly or even Alex Saar or Bob Carrington, whatever. They're doing this on a horrible game, a team where games do not matter and the results do not matter and we're getting annihilated by 30 points. It's really hard to say, okay, well, they're doing this, so when we get good 2-3 years from now, they're going to do exactly that as well, because that's not the way it works. As competition cranks up, as expectations, as pressures, so on and so forth, it is a different ball game. So to me, I want them to be – I understand they're not good. I got it. Yeah. I understand that the best practice is to be bad but be competitive. But that wasn't even what they were doing. They were just being awful and not even competitive.
And that was the thing. And to that point, just like you said with the individual success, like all year, each game somebody's had a great game. But and just specifically last night, and I was watching the game last night, and just highlighting Bilal, like he had a. If you're NBA, I don't even want to say an NBA fan. If you just tune into NBA games, you'll say, "Oh, Bilal had a quiet night. He didn't really do too much." But I watched that game as I do a lot of the games.
Yeah, he had a huge impact.
I don't think Bilal got double digit points until maybe late third quarter,
yep.
early fourth.
Yep.
But he ended with a triple double, and yeah. it was a relatively quiet triple double, but it was so effective. And that's what I want. I don't. Yeah, I want a player to get 20, 25, 30, whatever, but I want players to play meaningful team
right.
basketball.
Right. I don't need 25 if you're going to get me 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 blocks, all that stuff. I'm good with, 11, 12, 13 points, whatever, because you can win games a lot of different ways. It's not just about shot count, score points, all that stuff. I mean, some players it is, but I want the all-around game that Bilal Coulibaly gave them last night and generally gives them as a whole. Again, I mentioned the only negative was 6 turnovers. That's too much for me.
Sure.
Whatever, you can live with some of that occasionally. The other real important thing, because I watched a lot of that game last night, not every minute, but a lot of it, was how happy his guys were on the bench
for him at the end.
Because what that means is, of course, they're happy for the individual, right? That's cool, first triple-double, this, that, and the other thing. But more importantly, remember how important the quote-unquote brotherhood thing was for the Commanders with Dan Quinn and how they almost overcame the unthinkable. Well, I'm not saying that that's the way it is right now with the Wizards, but you're trying to build that as well with all of these young guys. You're trying to build that ultimate sacrifice feeling where they are better than the sum of maybe their parts. That's what you're trying to build, and that's what we got an indication of last night.
Oh, 1,000%, and I love it, and that's the reason why I feel like, and to an earlier point you made, I love them winning right now. I don't see them winning out, winning 30 more games, 20 more games, 15 more games. And a lot of, just like you said, a lot of those fans are like, oh, you got to lose, you got to get. This is the NFL. This is the NBA. So your draft isn't really reliant on your wins or losses as much as it is in the NFL. There's still a lottery to happen.
And yes, like you said, that is a huge point. Glad you made it.
You've been very unlucky in these lotteries. So there's no point in losing out. You have the worst record, and then the team that's won, the team that maybe 3 or 4 records better than you, they end up getting the first pick. So it's like, win now. Establish the winning culture now.
Yep.
That way, if you're in a position where you can get a Cooper flag, you know what? We've won the games we're supposed to win. Now we got a piece to win the games that maybe people counted us out. Maybe we're underdogs. And that's where it all starts. And that's what this 3-game winning streak kind of did for me. Like, I love it. And I want to see win or loss going forward. I don't want to see the blowouts. If you lose by 5, 6, 4, whatever, make it a competitive game.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
That you guys know how to win and know how to compete on the highest level.
Then we're talking development. But when you're getting your doors blown up by 30 at the end of the first quarter, there is no development, period.
There's no development. Now it's just everybody's out there playing for themselves, playing for the stats.
Exactly.
So I love the win streak.
I'm with you. Thank you, Marcus. As always, good call. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll stay on schedule. Jonesy, you'll be first up on the other side. We'll get to you. We'll finish up the Wizards NBA talk a little bit for now. We'll get into the NFL, obviously. Sean Syed again from Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. And then we'll get into what Myles Garrett had to say yesterday and Jaden Daniels winning the Pepsi Zero Sugar Offensive NFL Rookie of the Year and what he's going to win tonight and so on and so forth. We'll get into all of that in the 2 o'clock hour right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Again, down in New Orleans in about 12 to 13 minutes or so, but out to you on the phones, 301-230-0980 if you want to get in on the Wizards trades and or the Wizards 3-game winning streak, because that's, to me, just as important. While all of you are, or many of you are, you know, maybe upset, bothered, perturbed, whatever, that they're winning. Not me. And I can only speak for myself. Let's get out to Jonesy real quickly here. 301-230-0980. Jonesy?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Good, Jonesy. What's going on? How are you?
It's nice, but not cute. I mean, 1-3 games. I mean, can we get some more consistency? I mean, I've been looking for these guys to get the winning thing going on for quite some time. Do you know the last time they won a championship on Bullets' name? I was in the third grade. I'm hoping at some point that Ted can really, you know, put this thing together with his management team.
Well, that is what they're trying to do, right? But in order to do that, they felt like the only – well, they felt – I don't think they felt the only choice, but the best choice was to completely strip it down basically to the studs, right? So then you hope to identify not only really talented players, but culture players and players that fit into your style. And then you hope to mesh it all together. But you can't mesh it all together and you can't build it when you're getting annihilated by 30 points at the end of the first quarter every night. You can't do that.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But I got to move on because I'm hoping these guys will get it together at some point in my life. I'm in my 50s now. So it's a long way from elementary school. That's all I'll say about that part.
Yeah.
But Jayden Daniels, the kid is a chef with a gimmick tonight, man. There's nothing but cook. I just want them to now, like I said, get him some help, fortify the offensive line, give him a defensive line, and I think we'll see pretty much the difference. But, you know, Chris, I was thinking, you know, we had a team that played a first year with each other. You know, all of those guys were not together, you know, last season, you know, in Ron Rivera era. I mean, these are guys that have never played with each other before, maybe somewhere on a, you know, college level or maybe somewhere on other teams. But here, you know, I mean, it took them a while to get it together. And when it did, I mean, the ball was kind of like rolling. And I mean, then we, you know, came up on the injury thing. But I'm looking for them to be, even the ones that make it, you know, another year. I'm looking for a little more cohesion now, you know, with these guys because they played together. And so, you know, they would know each other's tendencies. And, you know, I'm looking to go right back into this thing and get this thing rolling one more game. I love this season, man. I'm so happy that I'm looking for another one. But, see, that's what it is. Now I'm hungry for another one.
I hear you, Jonesy. I think the whole idea of sports, right, is to build and to build and get better. Maybe some faster than others. I mean, obviously, it was a meteoric jump for the Commanders this year. We see the growing pains that obviously the Wizards are involved in. The whole point is, if you are pointing north, if you are making incremental steps, it's not good enough for everyone, but it's good enough, I think, for people, you know, that are reasonable. So, like, next year, like, from a Commander's perspective, of course it's not a guarantee that they're going to be back in the championship game again, but if, say, they can win the NFC Championship next year, that is falling short of your ultimate goal, but a step in the right direction, an incremental step, a pretty big incremental step. Now, if they make the playoffs and don't win any games, that's a step back. If they don't make the playoffs, that's a huge step back, right? Depending on the various circumstances. So again, what you want to do is, even if you can't win a championship, only one team every year can win a championship in each sport. What you want to do is make that incremental step of progress, and that's what you hope the Commanders will do in year two under Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, obviously Jayden Daniels, so on and so forth. And, you know, again, from a Wizards perspective, okay, listen, maybe they finish this year with 15 wins and maybe another host of trades and draft picks and whatnot next year, and hopefully they finish, I don't know, with 25 or 26 or 27 wins next year. And again, you just keep building and stacking and building and keeping improving. You're not always going to take the giant leap that the Commanders took this year. Jonesy, I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run. so we can get to Sean Syed on the other side, live from New Orleans, part of Sumer Sports coverage. He's awesome. He's great. At Syed Schemes is how you follow him on Twitter and X, and he'll be with us in just a couple of moments right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Actually, before we go, are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of a college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.